Tim, good afternoon. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Michael. Yourself?
Very well, indeed. This is a big day for you and the team.
Yeah, it is, mate. It's quite exciting. Obviously, we can't be on track, but it's still very exciting for all the owners. And yeah, really, really looking forward to see how they all stack up and see if they can go on a little bit into the spring.
Hey, Nathan, Shark here. Your journey into racing, it's been... you know, like the story I don't think a lot of people will know. There's almost like a Spicer type angle with it, coming from a trade background and then into syndication. And I first met you at Geelong. I know, sorry, was it Geelong? No, it was Werribee. We were watching Dino, was it? A horse that you had a share in way back when. Tell us about how you got into horse ownership, first of all, and then how that parlayed into starting a syndication business.
Yeah, that's correct, Shark. How you going, mate? Good to hear from you again. so we did meet at Werribee there when we were watching Dan Dino do his track work before Caulfield Cup, I think, when he ran second that year.
Yeah.
I sort of grew up early days on a farm, and Dad was a bit of a hobby trainer, so I think it was sort of in the blood. Then when we moved to Geelong, I sort of didn't really, once Dad passed away, I didn't really have a lot to do with racing, and then once I got to about 17, it just was in the blood and it came back, and I just wanted to watch racing and I wanted to do the form, and then I just become addicted to the sport as such. And then in the end, I lashed out with a bit of cash. I was an apprentice sparky and I probably wasn't making that much money, but I put all my pennies away and I thought, I'm going to have a crack here, and it just felt right to get in a horse. And my first horse was a horse called Kiowa. He ended up winning about six starts, I think, and he won his first start. So as soon as that happened, I think I was a tragic from there, mate.
And Nathan, I guess now that you've got your syndication business going, that's probably the lure of getting involved in horses is, you know, just how you speak about it and your thrill of involving horses, and what kind of owners, I guess, are in your horses and in your business.
Yeah, so I suppose when I... decided to start syndicating, I wanted to make it very appealing for everyone, so not just people who have got a lot of money. I wanted to make it for the mums and dads out there as well. So just everyday people, I suppose, you're trying to get them into racing, and we do 1% shares, we do 0.25, we just try and get people in syndicates and enjoy the thrill of racing, because I don't think there's much better sport, really, to be honest. I used to be a big AFL lover, and I think I'm more involved in racing now, and racing's become my number one. Even though my beloved Geelong Cats are in the granny on Saturday, I still say racing's number one. So, so I suppose I sort of built it on that to try and get everyone involved, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of it. I think, but we've got about 750 owners on the books now, and 25 horses as well. So hopefully we can keep building and just getting everyday people into racing.
Hey, Nath, take us through the Dan Dino days, because that must have been an unbelievable thrill for you when you got involved with a horse like that, who I think he might have almost won or run second in a Geelong Cup, did he?
He did run second in a Geelong Cup, yeah. And he ran second in the Caulfield Cup. The Geelong Cup day was probably more nerve-wracking to have a Geelong Cup runner, because we're from down this way than what it was the Caulfield Cup. We were just enjoying that whole day. And the Geelong Cup, obviously, you know a few people around town and everyone's asking how you're going to go, and then you probably get a bit more nervous. But, the Dan Dino days were great. The group of owners at Darren Dance and ATB got involved in him was just fantastic, which is similar path to what I'm sort of doing as well, like with bringing everyday people in, and people who can't afford to spend $10,000, they can only spend $1,000 to get involved. That was pretty similar what Darren did there with Dan Dino. Like, he let a lot of people in that probably couldn't afford the big shares, but it was fantastic being involved in him, and to have runners in the big day, and he ran in the Melbourne Cup and he ran fifth that day, so it was just it was pretty good time, to be honest. And I was lucky enough to get one of my mates to jump in with me, so we had a absolute ball through that time, so it was great.
Sales season isn't too far away, Nath. For those that are looking forward and thinking, I might dip the toe in ownership and syndication might be the way to go. Tell us about the team around you. How do you go and select your horses? Who do you work with? And what sort of trainers are you looking at working with next year?
Yeah, sales season's not far away, mate. I actually don't have any horses to sell at the minute, which is probably, it's not a bad position to be in, but you do like to have horses try and sell in spring, because that's when a lot of people do want to try and get involved. But I'll certainly be making a waiting list and a list for people who do want to get involved, and we'll be getting ready to go to Magic Millions and English Premier, and I want to go to Easter this year as well, and we'll really just target those horses that hopefully slip through the cracks again. And I don't generally like to spend over 150k, so I've never actually spent any more than that. We try and keep them in that 50 to 150 mark, and then obviously it makes it easier to syndicate, and they're not too expensive. But in the way of us finding our horses, so Phil Wells, who's my bloodstock advisor, and myself, we go up to the Hunter Valley and look around there, and obviously make our short list there, and then we compare them when we're at the sales and just make notes where we can say, okay, this horse is really improved, or he's gone backwards, those notes are crucial. So hopefully we can get up there and see them then, because some horses obviously thrive from there to the sales, and some go the opposite way. We pretty much make our own list, and then what we do is try and work out which trainer the horse would suit, which I think we've done pretty well with that over the last few years now. We've really worked out which trainers like what type of horses and when which horse we think would suit that trainer. And I know when we take the list to the trainers, it generally, a few get crossed off, obviously, because not everyone likes the same horse, but it generally works out quite well with our short list. But we'll be going there, and we'll have the likes of Malua Racing, Leon and Troy, who have got the astrologist in the next. Kevin Corstens, who's doing a terrific job with our mare, She Shall Fly, who's been Group 2 place the last couple of runs. Archie Alexander, Anthony and Sam Friedman, and then also Philip Stokes. And I actually had a really good chat with Danny O'Brien last night, and he's moved down to Bowen Heads, and so that might be out of the question either, whether we give Danny a list and see if we can maybe get him on board as well as another trainer. So we sort of just make our list and then try and fit him to the horse that we think suits that trainer.
And Nathan, you mentioned the thrill of having a runner in a local cup. You must be excited to have three runners today in your local cup meeting, albeit a different cup meeting with no one on course. But you've got Astrologist going around in the next race at 1:35. He seems to be a pretty good chance.
Yeah, the Astrologist, he's lightly raced. Had a few little soundness issues. So we gave him a bit of an environment change and changed things up a bit, and he's gone down to Leon and Troy Corston down at Geelong, and he goes down to the beach a little bit, and just sort of a bit of a change for him, and so far so good. He hasn't shown any signs of soundness issues. We think the horse has got a stack of ability. I know Dwayne Dunn, he's obviously our preferred rider when Dwayne's in the saddle, and get well to Dwayne, because we can't wait to get him back. But Wayne has a good opinion of the horse. So we hopefully can carry the weight today, and hopefully he's as good as we think he is, and he can start his spring campaign off, and we can hopefully get him through the grades a bit.
Has this been a set race to try and win your own race that you're sponsoring today a little later in the card?
So actually, speaking of Dwayne Dunn, he jumped off Kalkani Royale back in May, and he rang me and said, "I've got a perfect race for you." And I said, "Oh, what's that?" And he said, "The Black Pearl at Geelong Cup Day." So she's definitely been set for it. It was a bit of a fluke that I actually got the sponsorship of that race, because I didn't think I'd get a listed race on Cup Day. But thanks to the Geelong Racing Club for putting our name in the listed race. So she's been separate. Goldie Fox, on the other hand, she didn't get a run in her 1400 metre race at Cranbourne. She just sort of got stuck in behind them and didn't have a lot of luck. So we've sort of had to just give her a run today to keep fitness on her side, and there's nothing else sort of around for her. And her target is to run on Melbourne Cup Day in the Mares Group 3 over 1400 at Flemington, which she loves the 1400 at Flemington, and she loves the track. So that's sort of where she's heading to. So today's a bit of a tune-up for her, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised if she flashes home and hopefully gets some more black type to her name, and hopefully Kalkani Royale can, hopefully she maps well in the race, and hopefully she could add some black type to her page as well, because that'd be huge for all the owners.
I actually know one of the owners in Astrologer who has got a little share in a horse that I've got running a little later. He's got a heap of runners, including one in the Cup today, and that's Sonny Roth, who you'd know very well. And Sonny tells me that you're pretty confident today about the Astrologer.
Yeah, I know Sonny very well. He's a good supporter of Bennett Racing, and yeah, we thank him for that. He's actually in She Shall Fly as well, and he's got a good share in the Astrologist, and you've got another horse, Dewhurst, that we've got. He goes pretty good, and Sonny's got a good share in him as well. So, yeah, we are quite confident that he should run well. I never call anything a moral, but I'd be hopefully he can be right in the finish. So he's certainly shown us that he goes pretty good. If he runs up to his first up run at Caulfield last prep, I would say that would be good enough to win a race with benchmark 64. But obviously he's got to carry the weight and everything's got to go right. But we're confident he'll run very well.
And Sonny's got plenty, Nathan. He's got plenty. And, you know, so you just keep putting him in winners. You keep putting him in winners and just keep putting horses in front of him, and you'll have a good client there for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's right, mate. I'll let him know that as well.
I think we'll get Sonny on today's coverage. We'll get him a little later because he's got a runner in the Cup and he's got all these other little runners, and he's got Mugatu, a share in Mugatu that goes around in the Cox Plate on the weekend. So we'll get Sonny on and we'll twist his arm for you, Nath.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah, exactly. So,
hey, they're not far away from this race, so I'll let you go in a moment. But last question, where did the idea for the colours come up? Because they're great colours to follow in a run. They stand out.
Yeah, I was just... There's a... I think it was on Racing Australia, or there was a thing where you can actually make the colours and you just keep flicking it and putting it in. And I sort of was doing that, and the orange and black and the white, just I put it in there, and I was like, oh, this looks pretty smart. And then one of my good mates, who's actually an owner of She Shall Fly, Nathan Sayers, he actually did up the logo and then put it inside the in the middle of the colours, and it just looked really good, I thought. So and it does stand out, and it's good. And I always think, if you can remember the colours, it generally helps when people are looking to buy a horse, I suppose, and they go, oh, I remember those colours. So, yeah.
Well, we wish you all the best today, Nathan. I think your quote was, I'd never like to use the word moral, but it sounds like this is the next best thing, the Astrologer coming up in the next. So, mate, we wish you the best.
Yeah, no, thanks, mate. Hopefully can run super for everyone, and everyone's been very patient, so it'd be a good reward if he can run a good race for everyone.